This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A little bit later on, the lead singer of the band Rush, Geddy Lee, big baseball fan. He's selling off his baseball memorabilia. He'll run down some of the items. We'll check in with the Patriots, the future of Bill Belichick, and why he may be headed elsewhere at the end of this season. We do have breaking NFL news. Paulie, the breaking news is...
Do you want to guess the breaking news?
No.
Deshaun Watson has a fracture in his shoulder that requires season-ending surgery. His season is done for the Cleveland Browns. He had a high ankle sprain in the game the other day. This is Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports reporting. And he had new discomfort in his throwing shoulder after a hit in the first half. An MRI revealed that he had displaced fracture in his shoulder. His season is done.
Okay, so that means P.J. Walker or Dorian Thompson-Robinson, my favorite quarterback. Browns are a good team. And Deshaun Watson, that second half in the comeback win against the Ravens, where he went 14 for 14. And you thought, okay, even without Nick Chubb, this is a team that's still... going to be tough to beat down the stretch with that defense. And now you have P.J. Walker or you have a rookie, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. All right. And then you have the big game with the Bengals and the Ravens coming up on Thursday night with that game. It feels like they're just going to be they're going to cannibalize each other in that AFC North. And the Browns are 6-3 right now. So everybody, it feels like, is in the mix. And the Bengals are in last place, but might be the best team in that division, most dangerous team. All right, just getting started here. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. Also, make sure you get on the newsletter because you'll get the first shot at Dan's deals. We got to see those yesterday, all the great products we have, all these products for the holidays, 50, 60% off. Take advantage of this. Get the you can get most of your holiday shopping done in one stop. But be on the newsletter. You'll get to see those products and be able. And it, once they're gone, they're gone. So it's only Thursday and Friday that we're doing this with Dan's Deals. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. The Bills fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. That was late yesterday in our show. We'll talk about that coming up. You got Mac football coming up tonight, a skirmish in the Timberwolves-Warriors game before any points were scored. And, of course, Draymond Green was involved in that. The new rankings, Georgia's on top, Ohio State, Michigan, Florida State, Washington, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama. Now, I'm curious about this matchup this weekend. Despite an undefeated record and being ranked number 5 in America, Washington is listed as a 2-point underdog as they travel to number 10 Oregon State. Oregon State, by the way, 8-2. That's a little bit surprising, but it's because we don't know much about Oregon State normally, but this has been a good program last couple of years. Washington listed as a 2-point underdog this weekend against Oregon State. Yes, Marvin?
Is DJU at Oregon State?
Yes, he is. Quarterback? Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think he's relishing in the struggles for Clemson?
Well, I don't know. Clemson's back, according to Dabo Swinney. But DJU at Oregon State? Yeah, Paulie.
DJ Uyunglele, he has 20 touchdowns and four picks. I haven't said it in a while. Once he left Clemson, I forgot how to pronounce it. He's got 20 touchdowns, four picks, 2,200 yards.
I like it.
Resurgence.
Yeah, that's a big game coming up this weekend. All right, Seton, what's poll question we're going to have? We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and, of course, Peacock, our streaming partner. What do we have?
Let's start with the story of the day.
Okay.
Easy poll question here sent in from Randy.
Oh.
He's really got his finger on the pulse of sports news.
Okay.
How many games should Draymond Green be suspended for? 0 to 2?
Can you put down, I don't care?
What? What?
Can you put down that I don't care? Here's the play-by-play. So they just started the game. It's the Warriors and the Timberwolves. And here is the call.
Ant pulls up on a straightaway three. It's off the front rim. No. And the rebound to Draymond Green. Ant did not have... Oh! And Jaden McDaniels and Klay Thompson are throwing punches at one another. They got to be separated. Now someone's got Rudy in a headlock. It's Draymond. Someone get that dude in a headlock. Two teams have to be separated. Jaden is hot. Rudy got tackled to the floor. Somehow Draymond just got Rudy around the neck from behind. Like, what is that? Crowds into it. Rudy's pointing down at Draymond Green. I mean, as soon as someone has Rudy in a headlock, how are you not wrapping up Draymond and getting him around the face? Well, if you couldn't hate Draymond Green anymore, just add this to the list.
Timberwolves beat the Warriors.
Is that the Warriors call?
That is the Timberwolves radio call. Yes, it is. Although it'd be funny if the Warriors radio call sounded like that. Put him in a headlock. Timberwolves have won 7 straight, the club's longest winning streak since 2004. They're a good team, but when's the last time you had a brawl, skirmish, altercation before any points are scored? This has happened in hockey, happened in football. You'll have skirmishes before the kickoff. But I was surprised. It was like, it started. All right, here we go. Whoa. Klay Thompson's involved in it, getting his jersey ripped. And, of course, Draymond. Now, Draymond could have been in it and been a peacemaker. It looked like Rudy Gobert was trying to break things up. And then Draymond went WWE. He's got him in a headlock there. But this is who he is. He's not changing. You can't tell him to change. Nobody does Draymond the way Draymond does, according to Draymond. And he loves this. His play doesn't get singled out anymore. This is where he gets attention. And, you know, he has a podcast. He'll probably be a broadcaster on TNT when this is all said and done. So he has kind of rolled this into his next job by being this kind of player. Now, as I said last year, when, or what was it, 2 years ago, it was Celtics-Warriors. And he was acting stupid in the finals against the Celtics. He was trying to be Dennis Rodman-like, but not as kind of clandestine as Rodman would do it. He could kind of get involved in something without being dirty. And Draymond was just doing stupid things. And I said, why don't you just play basketball? Now, not that he is listening to me, but when he plays, then he can be a really good player and beneficial for that team. But he was just doing stupid stuff. And then I said, just play. And then he ends up playing. They end up winning the championship. But this is what he does. This is who he is. Not going to change. Yeah, Paulie.
I've watched this play now about 40 times. And when the little fight is going on with Klay Thompson, Rudy Gobert goes in and goes to pull Klay Thompson back. He does not go around his neck, but he puts his big arms around him to pull. And that's where Draymond goes, I'm going to go around Rudy Gobert's neck. I promise you, Draymond Green's going to say, he was going after my guy, I went after him, I did the same thing he did, even though it's not the same thing.
Of course.
It feels like that's exactly what he's going to say, though.
Draymond's always the victim, I'm sure. I'm sure that's how he's going to kind of parcel this. Yes.
But did you see how my man Klay Thompson didn't back down?
What do you think he said when he was on the floor?
Jaden, it's a man's game.
Yeah, of course, that's what he said. Yes, Seton.
He Draymond just got thrown out of a game 2 days ago.
It's just consistency.
I mean, is that like, I don't know if they had a game in between then, but he just got thrown. I think they were playing the Cavs, and he got thrown out for two technicals.
Something happened with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
With him. Yeah.
It's his version of load management. He doesn't sit out games. He just gets kicked out in the first minute or two.
Although Rudy Gobert said afterwards that when Steph's not playing, then Draymond gets thrown out because he knows that he can't win if Steph's not playing. This first hour brought to you by Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Play of the day coming up a little bit later on. Any other, by the way, before the Deshaun Watson news, the Browns were 4.5-point favorites with the Steelers coming to town. The spread is now the Browns 2-point favorites after the Watson news broke. So he's done for the rest of the season. I'm going to assume P.J. Walker will be the starting quarterback against the Steelers. What else do we have today, Seton O'Connor?
Why don't we also have this one, Dan, we're going to put up there. More to blame for the Bills' struggles. Okay. I have the players, the coordinator, the coordinators, plural, the head coach or ownership. Well, I'll just throw an ownership there because why not? It's fun.
Okay. I'm trying to understand this, that you promote the quarterback's coach, you fire the offensive coordinator, but is the quarterback the problem with the Buffalo Bills? Now, their defense is undermanned. Offensively, I think they're a top 10 offensive team as far as points scored. They're eighth. They're seventh in yards gained. So I know that last year they were second in both of those categories. But why fire Ken Dorsey now? Now, I know that you're kind of teetering there. And maybe is the coach saying, hey, I might lose my job, but I want to let everybody know we're at least trying. We're going to shake things up here a little bit. But I was just surprised that you're going to fire him now, promote the quarterback's coach, and Josh Allen has had problems with the football, turnovers. Because the defense, I thought, played really well. And that's a defense missing a couple of starters. But Ken Dorsey out. Yeah, Seton.
I think the problem for the coordinators is that you've seen Josh Allen be great with other coordinators. And now with this new one, he stinks. Did Josh forget how to play, or is there a problem with new coaching staff?
Yes, Todd.
Or have they decided that the offense somehow isn't imaginative enough? It's too predictable, where it's less about the quarterback, more just the offensive game plan in and of itself.
Here's Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, firing Ken Dorsey.
I just felt this was the right time. Certainly unfortunate situation, but overall trying to instill some new energy in our offense, new confidence, new consistency in terms of the production producing on a more consistent level. So whether it was predictable, not predictable, you know, I certainly have my opinions overall. I'll keep those in house for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, does that shake the team up? What if they won the game? I mean, they should have won the game. They had 12 men on the field. Still the same offense. What if they beat Denver? Does he still get fired? Yeah, Paul.
The year before Ken Dorsey became the quarterback coach of the Bills, that was 2019, they had the 23rd ranked offense. Since he became the quarterback coach, and then before last season, the offensive coordinator, their offense has been ranked second, third, second in the league. This year, they're down to eighth.
Okay.
So he's done his job up to this point.
Yes, Todd.
If he would have got fired after a win combined with Jimbo Fisher, that would have to be some kind of record within like 48 hours to see a coach and a coordinator lose their job after W's.
Well, Mississippi State's coach got fired in that game when Jimbo Fisher beat Mississippi State. And Chip Kelly could be coaching for his job in the game against USC. Yeah. So it's that time of the year. Yes, Seton.
That is funny, though, that the Bills are putting points on the board.
Yeah.
They're just not stopping anybody.
Yes, Marvin.
The holiday season where coaches get fired.
Oh, by the way, it's a big day for Marvin, the documentary that's going to take place with the Connecticut magazine, Connecticut Husky magazine. What's it called, Marvin?
UConn magazine.
UConn magazine. Marvin is being featured, and there's a reporter and a photographer showing up. And Marvin had a big Connecticut Huskies sweatshirt. And I said, oh, that's new. He goes, yeah, my wife just bought it for me. but he's not wearing it right now. Did I guilt you into not wearing your big Husky sweatshirt?
No, I wouldn't say that because I always wear UConn
not apparel. A new sweatshirt that says Huskies on it. You got your hat on today.
Yeah, that sweatshirt is nice too.
Paulie, who was on the cover of the last issue of UConn magazine?
UConn magazine, I just happen to have it right here, Dan. Inside Fall 2023. It was actually a dog. The current issue had a small baby Husky.
Yeah.
I love baby Huskies.
Yeah, it's like whatever their mascot's name is, the 15th Husky. Gorgeous animal.
What's the mascot's name, Marvin?
Jonathan.
Jonathan Husky?
He's right. So he's Jonathan 15.
Okay.
Huskies are the best, man. They're great dogs.
Yes, Todd.
And the dog had little paws. I wonder if they're going for some kind of theme here.
Similar hand size.
Is there a theme? Okay. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Yeah, checking. Similar hand size.
Similar paw size. All right. So,
stress jokes.
That'll be in the final hour of the show that the reporter and photographer are showing up.
Correct.
Photographer.
Yeah, bringing in a photog, as they like to say. They wanted to come in at 8:30 this morning. And I go, you're not walking around the man cave here. You'd be sitting in the green room. That's it. Yes, Tom.
I saw a couple of tents in the parking lot. Like it was a Duke game was about to against North Carolina.
Krzyzewskiville?
Yeah, just a little one out there.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, my mom and my aunt are going to come too.
Are they?
No.
Okay. Then they want to sit down with me, and I got to come up with creative ways of saying how great you are.
Wait, already got some.
Oh, you got some lines for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way Marvin has just ingratiated himself with the audience, as well as us, has just been a true blessing.
Okay.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right. Yeah, write down a couple of them. Maybe the audience can help with some lines that I can give to the reporter for this big expose on Marvin, their favorite UConn Husky. They didn't want to do an article on you when you were answering phone calls, but now.
Not one bit. No.
Now they want to do one. Mm-mm. Yeah. TV's that magic elixir. Hey, there's one of our grads right there.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
My old high school wants me to speak also.
Okay. I love it. When we come back, Dan Orlovsky hints at Bill Belichick's next stop. We'll have that for you coming up. Take a break. We'll settle on our poll question, phone calls as well. Just getting started on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes and Marvin, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer, and you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, now analyst for the Mothership, was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday and had this to say about Bill Belichick.
Now, Diana Rossini reported this weekend that people around the building are assuming or preparing for a mutual parting of ways between Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. He will go coach somewhere else if that is the case. Will he be the GM as well? We assume, but who knows? Mm-hmm. That would be bananas. Yeah. That would be a colossal move in the NFL news cycle.
I've heard that. I've heard more and more of that over the past like week. I'm not a reporter, all that stuff, but I have heard that.
You're a journalist.
I have heard that that's going to be the case, and it's kind of who knows the likelihood of it, but I've heard that that's going to happen, and I've heard the location is already kind of determined as well.
Where he's going?
LA?
Chargers.
I've heard that.
Okay. So Dan Orlovsky kind of knows, or maybe knows, but kind of doesn't want to tell you. No breadcrumbs there, but Bill Belichick's already picked his landing spot here. I think he already knows that he's not back in New England. I'm going to guess that Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick have addressed the elephant in the room and just said, how do you want to handle this? How do we move on? I want to give you the respect. I didn't believe for a second that he was going to be fired if they lost in Germany to the Colts. And so far, he still has his job. But you owe it to Bill Belichick to let him go out in a way that gives him dignity. You don't want to have a situation the way the Cowboys did Tom Landry. You want to make sure that you say to Bill, you want to handle the conversation here, the narrative, as they like to say, and then you're able to do this, bow out gracefully at the end of the year, have a press conference. We say thank you and all the great things that you've done. Have some of your players come back. We make it a big deal. And then we move on. We're going to move on with the coach. We're going to move on probably with the quarterback. And chances are we're probably going to have a top five pick and be able to do that. Yes, Marvin.
Do you think Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick should announce together that this is going to be his last season so they can have a big time celebration for his last game?
I don't think you do it during the season. Robert Kraft will be there at the press conference with Bill Belichick, and then they say goodbye to him, hug, and all that stuff. But, you know, here's the interesting part of it. Not that they're going to, but what if they win four in a row? Then what do you do? Are you still going to part ways with Bill Belichick? Is Bill going to go kicking and screaming? Does Bill still, you know, already have that soft landing spot? And where would he go? You want to go to the Bears, Washington, Chargers, Cowboys? I'm not sure I see him in any of those places. But at least with the Chargers, you have a franchise quarterback. You don't have that with Washington. You can have that with Chicago. And that might be, as Victor Wembanyama, as I keep saying, Popovich got, you know, Victor Wembanyama, or Pop would have faded, you know, into obscurity with his coaching career. But here's Belichick, who's from the Annapolis, Maryland area, grew up a big Naval Academy fan, and father worked there. See, that's where I thought he was going to end up, that he'd work at the Naval Academy, or that he would coach lacrosse in high school or something. When you're going to take over a team, let's say Washington, okay, you got Sam Howell. Well, you're basically just moving your problem, you know, down the road a little bit here from New England to Washington. You don't have your franchise quarterback. And Sam Howell, I think, has been sacked close to 50 times this season. You have Justin Herbert. The job's not open yet. The Cowboys, that job is not open. What would open up the Cowboys job? Because I still think the Cowboys have the talent to be able to go to the Super Bowl. Now, the question is, they have to go through the two best teams, probably, in the Eagles and the 49ers. Obviously, the Chiefs in there. But as far as the NFC, could I see him in Chicago and you get Caleb Williams? Okay. You're going to have another top five pick, probably. You got the Bears pick and Carolina. That's a great start. You could get Marvin Harrison Jr. III and Caleb Williams. All right. Matt Patricia could coach that offense. Yes, Paulie.
I got to tell you, I had that reaction when you said, as a Bears fan, what's the downside if you're a Bears fan? That Bill Belichick can make you worse? And I bet they would think that with the Washington Commanders. I mean, yeah, he's older, but he is a proven commodity. He's a little bit damaged goods now, but if you're a Bears fan, I would do whatever it took to get a guy like Belichick. For 3 years, I'd rather have that than whatever retread they're going to add next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, you know, logistically and logically where he would end up. Would he want to go out to the West Coast? Coaching a team that, you know, on the priority list is pretty low in Los Angeles. Not that Bill cares about going to premieres and, you know, being seen and hanging out with celebrities, but do you want to coach Justin Herbert and the Chargers? I would think so. Like, that would be... Now, if you got the Cowboys, you still have Jerry there. Is Jerry going to give Bill total autonomy here? I can't imagine that. Robert Kraft doesn't get involved in these things. He doesn't have, you know, his own radio show and talk to the media after every game. Now, he's available, but he's not there. The first quote you hear about something is from Jerry Jones. I can't imagine Bill Belichick would be, hey, Bill... did you hear what Jerry Jones had to say? Oh, no, I don't listen to his radio show. That's what you're going to get every week. Yes, Marvin.
That would be the worst case scenario, because Jerry Jones, for the past 30 years or so, has been trying to get out of Jimmy Johnson's shadow. Yeah. And if they win a Super Bowl, it's going to be Bill Belichick came over here and saved you and got a Super Bowl, not you.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a shared credit Super Bowl than none. Oh, man.
Yeah, you would.
I was going to say.
Jerry Jones has some shared credit Super Bowls, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm thinking
that's
right.
The problem is he doesn't want to bring in a big personality. He wants to bring in somebody that, you know, he can be the puppeteer. He can just say, hey, I'm bringing in Dave Campo. I'm bringing in Barry Switzer. He's brought in Jason Garrett. People who don't have a big personality, don't have an ego, because Jerry has one. And that's always gotten in the way. Now, they've made some really good business decisions. They've made some really good draft picks. They lucked into Dak Prescott. You know, they were going to take Johnny Manziel. Like, things that could have happened, they were lucky. And, you know, you go back to the Raiders. The Cowboys wanted to take Connor Cook, the kid out of Michigan State. And then I think the Raiders took him, and then they took Dak Prescott. Or they would have had Connor Cook. So they've made mistakes, they've avoided mistakes, and I do think they're a very talented team. But I can't imagine Bill coaching the Dallas Cowboys. And that might be for clicks, people, you know, like when Deion was at his peak a month ago. Hey, what about Deion and the Cowboys? I'm like, no, that's not happening. Not going to happen. Not anytime soon. Yes, Paul.
Our buddy Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston said he believes that Mac Jones will be inactivated third string this weekend. Believes, not reporting.
Yeah, I saw that. There might have been a report that he is going to be third string. See, Bailey Zappi, and then
Will Grier.
Will Greer, West Virginia.
Bring
Let's
it back.
Go, Will.
Run it back.
Right. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now things are going to change.
Sweetening the pot there. Right?
Give me the Patriots schedule.
Oh, this sets up so well for a redemption story. At the Giants.
Win.
At the Chargers, they'll be losing at halftime. They'll win that. At the Steelers, can't score. Great defense, though. Okay. And then you got the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, December 18th. Mm. Bah, 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 bah. Christmas Eve at the Broncos, national TV.
Oh.
A lot of national TV coming up.
And you got to have something to talk about, so it's going to be Bill Belichick's future in those games. Or the development of Bailey Zappi. Yes, Seton.
The Bill Belichick having his next team lined up thing, whether it's true or not, it's like it becomes real.
Yeah.
Because now reporters are going to, just based off Dan Orlovsky saying that, they're going to be like, Coach, how many teams have you narrowed it down to? Can you tell us at what point in the process you are with these teams? They're going to do all that crap. It's the same thing as Deion Sanders. So when are you leaving for the NFL, Coach? He's never said, if anything, he said, I'm not going to the NFL. I don't want to even coach there. I want to stay here in college. I'm enjoying this. It doesn't matter, people. So how do you feel about families right now who are leaving because you're going to the NFL? He's like, dude, I never even said that. It's the same exact story, just different people.
Well, Stephen A. Smith threw it out. Oh, Deion should get the job at Texas A&M. And Deion goes, no, I don't want the job. Plus, his two kids are still at Colorado, so he's going to leave his kids and go to Texas A&M? And it's just not happening. Then I saw a report, like it's... This is what this world is now. This is what the sports world is now. You know, Dan Orlovsky sort of throws it out there. Well, now it's out there. It's like Ben Volen of the Boston Globe talking about Belichick could get fired if they lose in Germany. Could. Okay, so now it becomes a story. You can't casually throw out what Orlovsky said. Hey, you know what I'm hearing is he's already picked his spot. Okay, if you said, yeah, I don't think he'll be back, nobody is going to quote you on that. But if you say, and I've heard he's already picked his spot, so now it's a report. It's not Orlovsky's opinion. He's being told Belichick has already picked his spot. So that's how these stories happen. There's reporting, and then there's I'm hearing, there's speculation. You know what could happen? And then those stories, they turn into stories. They turn into headlines here. And now Belichick is going to have to deal with this the rest of the season. The reporters with New England have to deal with this. Bill, I'm hearing. Bill, have you talked to Mr. Kraft about your next job? Like, this is going to happen. Yeah, Paulie.
I got 20 websites and outlets. Bill Belichick already knows which NFL team he wants to go to per report. About half of them use the word report, which yes. Orlovsky even says, I am not reporting this. They leave that.
Yeah, good. You know what? He should have known better.
It's a word. The word could takes away report. Yeah, Bill Belichick could be fired after the Germany game.
Yes,
could be.
He could be.
Could takes away report. If you say there have been discussions,
if you say I'm hearing, right, or if I'm hearing that he could be, it's still that's a report. You know, hey, in my opinion, if I don't have it, but if I speculate, I don't have anything on the Patriots, and most people don't. They never have. You get locked out. But if you said, what's your opinion? My opinion would be that Bill Belichick and the Patriots part ways in the offseason. Not, hey, you know what? I'm hearing. I'm not even going to do that in
We did hear from Orlovsky earlier.
We did. So I guess I could say, you know, sources close to me are telling me that it could happen that he's already picked his landing spot. Yes, Seton.
You know, in that soundbite, not to like pile on Dan here, but you can't be like, well, I'm hearing, and then like, oh, well, what teams? And then be like, well,
I think you realize.
Walk it back. Like, yes. No, man, you said it.
Yeah, there are times when you say something and then you want to bring it back. Like, oh, let me reel that back in.
Nah.
Play it again. Here's Orlovsky with Pat McAfee.
Now, Diana Rossini reported this weekend that people around the building are assuming or preparing for a mutual parting of ways between Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. He will go coach somewhere else if that is the case. Will he be the GM as well? We assume, but who knows? Mm-hmm. That would be bananas. Yeah. That would be a colossal move in the NFL news cycle.
I've heard that. I've heard more and more of that over the past like week. I'm not a reporter, all that stuff, but I have heard that.
You're a journalist.
I have heard that that's going to be the case, and it's kind of who knows the likelihood of it, but I've heard that that's going to happen, and I've heard the location is already kind of determined as well.
Where he's going?
L.A.?
Chargers.
I've heard that.
Wow. All of a sudden you realize, uh-oh.
Beep. I like, because he's like, I heard the location's determined too. Yeah, Chargers. What? Hold on.
If you just say, hey, I've heard, you know, similar things there with the Patriots, then when you go, oh, yeah, I've heard he already has picked his spot. What? And then he realizes, okay. And then they follow up by saying, Chargers? And then I got nothing to say here.
What?
This is how these stories get out. Because people are going to they're going to gravitate to this because Bill Belichick will get clicks. If you said something about, like Ken Dorsey, that's not a big deal to the national media. But Belichick is big. Deion going to Texas A&M or Deion going to the Cowboys. If Bill goes to the Chargers, okay, that's how these things work. You have a story. Sometimes it's a story. Sometimes it should be bigger than what it is. Sometimes it shouldn't be as big as what it is. That's what happens. We grab it, and then everybody goes, how do I use this for my good, my audience, my clicks? That's how these stories start, or a speculation, or a rumor, or innuendo. Do I think Belichick's gone? Yes, I do. I have no inside information. Yeah, Paulie.
And we've been doing this a long time. There is no person in media that I would say there's not an inside source who's going to tell me what they're thinking than Bill Belichick. He seems like he doesn't have an inner circle. He's like his own island. You know, we know his agent. His agent doesn't even know some things that goes on with the guy. And he seems like a guy who doesn't leak anything to the media, leak anything to anybody.
No, because we could find out things about Tom Brady. Because Brady had an inner circle, and having somebody that I knew was at least affiliated with that, I could at least bounce something off this person just to see if it was true or not. I'd always say, in any of my sources, I always say, point me in the right direction. This is what I'm hearing. Point me in the right direction. And if I don't know, I don't know. It feels like a lot of these insiders or people who cover certain sports have to have an opinion on everything. Where you say, hey, I'm hearing blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm hearing it too. Are they? Do they have sources? And it used to be, Jay Glazer talked about this on Fox, that he would need three sources because he doesn't want what happened to Richard Jewell. Remember him at the Olympics in Atlanta where he was a hero and then people said he wasn't a hero and then it basically ruined his life. Speculation. With the bombing that happened at the Olympics. And Glazer, you can't get three sources on every story. You can try. Even getting two is really difficult. And with the Patriots, if you get one source, yeah, good luck. Go to print with that one. Because Bill doesn't let anything out of the building. Let's take a break. We got some phone calls coming up. Once again, Deshaun Watson out for the rest of the season as he has broken bone in his throwing shoulder. We will update our poll results. Play of the day is up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Player loves my God.
Check this out.
Reggie has it on the high left side. Throws it on the elbow over to Nikola Jokic, guarded by Paul George. Here comes a double team. Throws out of it over to KCP. KCP down low, Gordon. Layup good! And a foul as well on Norman Powell. What a feed!
That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. James Harden scored 21, but the Clippers are 0-5 since acquiring James Harden. Nikola Jokic had another one of those, oh, by the way, games, 32-16. He's had at least 20-10 in each of the first 11 games. The last time somebody started a season like that, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1971. He did it 18 consecutive games. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. You can get up to 50% off your Simply Safe system with a Fast Protect plan at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Once again, Deshaun Watson is out, and he's done for the year as he has a broken bone in his shoulder. Now, he had an ankle injury, and then you go back to when he was medically cleared, but I don't know, was that in his non-throwing shoulder that he got hurt earlier, or was that his throwing shoulder earlier in the year?
Yeah, throwing shoulder this whole time, yeah.
Yeah, because I wonder how long he's had that injury, or was it exacerbated by a hit that he had in the game this past weekend?
The press release doesn't say it, but the couple reports by CBS News says he re-injured it in the second half of last week's game.
Okay, all right, so he's done for the year. Your backup quarterback. Do you think they miss Josh Dobbs, Paulie?
That's what I was going to say. I think people don't remember that 3 months ago, Josh Dobbs was announced as the second string quarterback for the Browns. The next day, they trade him to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had him on the roster.
I think he's been told twice by coaches that he wasn't going to be traded this year. Cardinals said the same thing. You're not going to be traded. And then he was traded. Browns maybe said the same thing. You're not going anywhere. And then, hey, we're sending you to Arizona. And then Arizona's sending him to Minnesota. Yes, Marvin.
I guess he's not buying a house anytime soon.
No, I wouldn't in Minnesota. No, I'd rent. But or just stay at the hotel. So the Cleveland Browns are without their quarterback, starting quarterback, the rest of the season. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, this is the strangest sports story of the week, but I think it could be a hour or two poll question. Have you heard about Patrick Mahomes' underwear?
Yes, I have.
I wanted to add, for those who don't know, I guess he's worn the same pair of underwear for every game of his 6-year career. And what is the strangest sports superstition? Patrick Mahomes' underwear or Jason Giambi wearing thongs when he was in a slump to get out of a slump?
Yeah, it was a gold, like a sparkly thong that Jason Giambi had. And then if you were in a slump, then he would he'd wear that. I remember the Pirates had a catcher named Manny Sanguian. And I think the story is that he wore the same pair of underwear his entire career. And he had a long career. But Mahomes on the Manning cast says that he wears the same pair of underwear for every game. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, so that pair of underwear, if he only wears it on game day, have been worn 89 times in the past 7 years.
Mm.
That's not that high of a number for a pair of draws.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
I can wink at a football player doing that, but a baseball player, that's a long season to be wearing the same underwear.
Well, no, he's not. Oh, Manny Sanguin.
162 games plus possibly a few playoff games?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Pirates did have playoff games. Yeah, Seton.
Maybe I missed this part of it, but I mean, they are laundered after each game.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So then wearing the same pair of underwear for a game really isn't a big deal at all. It's just a superstition.
Yeah.
It's just like I wear the same underwear on Mondays. It's like, as long as you clean them, who cares?
Yeah, Paul.
There was a story, and you may remember this back in the day, when Jordan joined the Bulls, he wore UNC warm-up shorts or like practice shorts, like tight shorts underneath his Bulls uniform, and that was like his thing. He had to have them ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Superstitions. Guys will wear a certain T-shirt under their jersey, baseball player. I mean, I don't know if other people are going to come out and say, you know, I do the same thing that Mahomes does. I don't know. But I credit Eli Manning for being the investigative reporter because he did press Patrick Mahomes on this topic when he was on the Manning cast. That's just good reporting is what that is. Adam in California. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? For UConn, when they come in, your comment for Marvin should be, although you put a lot in his hands, and some have, you know, fallen through because of the sheer size of it, he's handled most of it quite well. I also wanted to say I think Belichick, high chance of going to Tennessee because I think Vrabel's on his way out. Have a great.
Well, I could see Vrabel coaching the Patriots. And if I'm Robert Kraft, I want to trade Bill Belichick. That's what I want to do. Hey, Bill, let's come to an agreement, but I want to trade you. Okay? I want to get something in return for you. Now, I don't. Once again, I have no source on this, but if I'm Robert Kraft, businessman now, and you want him in Tennessee or the Chargers or Washington, then I would go, yeah, I would like a first-round pick for you. I'll trade you there. How about that? Rhonda in South Dakota. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey, guys. You've already touched on the subject I was calling in, Deion Sanders. He has said that he's going to keep his sons there to play. He's going to stay there and coach them next season. And yet all these recruits who have committed to the school are now starting to back off because they're reading stories about that he's going to leave. And I don't know what he can do about this, but it bothers me that their fathers say, well, he's going to leave, so you should not commit.
Well, he's already lost a couple of recruits, four-star recruits, in the last couple of days. Thank you for the phone call, Rhonda. They said they're going to open up the recruitment. Look, I understand that. I'd had trepidation. But Deion said to me a couple of weeks ago that he's not going anywhere. He wants to make sure he coaches his two sons in their last years at Colorado. That's next year. Maybe what Deion should do is reach out to his friends in the media and tell them to stop speculating. That would probably help. More on the Bill Belichick situation. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will have some inside information on that as we move on to hour two on this Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.